Hey guys, it's Emily. I want to share this mini episode with you because I desire to be there for you, to encourage you and empower you to feel inspired, creative, and resilient so that you know anything is possible. So here's one of our mini episodes. I hope you enjoy it. Have a listen.
Finding your true north for me is finding what is really actually true for you. And that seems like an easy question, but a lot of us, if you know, I've posted this a lot, but I started asking a question about 18 months ago now. And I mean, really asking it every day. I had it on a reminder and made sure to really ask it, is what is true for me that I have not yet discovered? And I can tell you there is something magical about that question. And also, what am I pretending to forget that I know deeper than even my inner breath? And I really asked those a lot. And just waited to see what the universe had in store. And I think for myself, at least I can speak, what I've experienced is a lot of us and the way the world is set up is it's really set up for external kind of performance validation. So whether that's at school or your job or in a relationship, it's really easy to, okay, I checked that box and I get praise and reward for it. And I think a lot of us, that's how we're raised by family and parents and school, and then it continues into our jobs. And that switch, when we really start to ask, okay, but like all of us, we know that everything is energy. And it's like, does this give me energy? Is it satisfying? Is it fulfilling? Does it light me up? And then we start to look more inside to go, okay, well, what can I change here so that the world I live in and the world I experience is one that I'm really excited to wake up for. And for me, a lot of that is finding what is true for you. What is your true north? Partly that switch from, I think it's normal, and none of us are here to be normal. I think we all got kicked out of the normal club a long time ago, but really normal to be in that check the box mode. And I know for me in midlife, it's easy to get swept up and either go through, I'm just getting by so I can get through my day, or I can just check the boxes that I know my job is laid out. Or I know if I do this, at least I feel like I'm going somewhere, but that's a complete world of difference from actually thriving. And so one of my targets is giving ourselves the giant permission slip to go, it's okay. To choose and actually explore, like choose for you and not from being like, okay, I'm going to like not ever come home to my family again, or I'm going to be totally narcissistic, but actually what do you have in your life for you? Like just for you. And I think for a lot of us, I know for myself, it was those of us that like to work with people or like to interact with people, or we want to contribute something to the world or serve people in some way. It's really easy to get a lot of fulfillment from that. But this is about including you in that beautiful equation so that you're not just this afterthought of, oh, wonder what I could like do for me today that lights me up, but it's more integrated throughout everything that you're choosing. How often have you felt like life is happening to you? That is, again, like really normal, but that's what gets us in survival mode. And also in that, there's no empowerment of like taking action to get out. It's happening to me rather than what could I choose? So one thing to target is we can't control the people and things that are going to happen around us. But what we can choose is and set like a target for and our ask for is to be adaptable and like nimble when the changes come, because changes are going to come. If you have kids, they're going to hit different stages. If you have relationships, they're going to go through different, different iterations, jobs, all of it. One of the things that is guaranteed in the world is change. And one of the things we like to do as people on the planet is to not have stuff change that we really like. But the inevitable part is the universe is in constant motion. It's like trying to avoid change is like trying to fight against nature itself. And when you put yourself in that battle, it also is very disheartening. And you can feel like a victim and you can feel like, God, I'm efforting and nothing's happening. Rather than what if you set your target to be adaptable, resilient? The change is going to come and I can be nimble and quick and I can look at the brilliant question of what else is really possible here that I've never considered. Things are shifting and changing. If you look at in the universe and in nature, there's kind of like three phases of life. It's like creation. And you could look at the creation of a family, the creation of a project, the creation of a relationship, maintenance, and then destruction. And what if all of those parts of cycles, like not one isn't better than the other, but it's part of that constant motion. And if you've ever been in maintenance mode, like relationship, and you're all excited and you're creating it. And then when we hit maintenance mode, what nature tends to do is after maintenance is there a long time, or maybe a job that you're like kind of just sticking with, destruction mode comes in. But that's not wrong. It's like, that's kind of the movement. So now it's putting yourself in the driver's seat. When we are in that victim mode and everything is happening to us, we're going to get kicked along because everything's moving anyway. And we basically can create change through going through the pain. Like you get kicked enough that you're like, okay, I guess I'll change something. Or through question and awareness and insight and like that seeking of, okay, the world's not happening to me. So now what action can I take? What would I like to choose so that you can start being the maestro, the creator, the conductor of your reality? So part of finding your true north is looking at if your energy and you are the most valuable product, then that priority of choosing things that actually give you energy. Some of us are still going to have things that are required to do. But if you looked at your life as a piece of pie, just shifting out of, you know, we're still going to have days that are hard. We're still going to have stuff that comes up. But even like just tipping over into like the 51% mark of actual things that give me energy, places where I'm asking a question, places where I don't feel like I'm in reaction to everything coming at me, but I'm actually the chooser. That's all it takes to get out of that inertia of feeling stuck in survival mode, of feeling like everything is about everybody else, to just give yourself enough to like tip you over into that momentum of moving forward. Because when you're moving forward and you have that vision of like, okay, what would you like your family life to be like? What would you like your job to be like? What would you like your 24-hour day to look like? And start actually getting clear on that. That's part of this, like finding your true north, which a lot of us don't take the time to actually really explore that. And we don't explore that. It's like, how do we know what to ask the universe for? And how does the universe know what to gift if we're kind of using up our energy on things that drain us and using it in ways that, like, one of the most frustrating things, right, is to use our energy in something that's not moving and not working. And then that makes us feel like helpless, frustrated, depressed, whatever your flavor of that is. But it shows up in some way when we're like putting out and not actually allowing ourselves to give to you.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these mini episodes, then please share it with someone you know who would love to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Emily Evans Russell, because I always love reposting. Thanks for being here, and I'll talk with you soon.